Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, you gotta respect Larry Fink's hustle for his BlackRock shareholders, even though his morality is suspect. BlackRock is suing United Health for giving too much care to patients after their CEO was Luigi'd. Fink just turned himself into a target for the next Luigi. BlackRock is also the largest asset manager in the world, and they'll do whatever it takes to stay on top, including throwing little old ladies under the bus if they have to. Up next, a teenage girl found out that her anonymous internet bully, who harassed her for a year, is actually her mother. She was probably hoping that her daughter would eventually self-delete. Two grown women living under the same roof will constantly try and belittle or destroy each other, especially if they're family. Then again, for all we know, Mama was just practicing tough love. I bet her mom played the victim card, and apparently she also went to jail for this issue. Number three, if you had to pick one of these to be eliminated, which would it be? I say donuts because they have the highest amount of carbs and added sugar. Plus, you could substitute bagels and it'd still be better for you. Also, donuts are the only thing here with no nutritional value besides empty carbs and sugar. My favorite out of all of these is sushi. It's the lowest on the glycemic index here, and the fish is anti-inflammatory. Too bad the rice isn't. Moving on, is this the future of South Africa? Nina says that the solution to poverty is money, and the Libertarian Party shows her $100 trillion banknote from Zimbabwe to prove that that isn't true. The cure to poverty is more energy, which increases economic activity. The more work that gets done by humans and machines means more material stuff is provided to society. The film Idiocracy was prophetic with its $10 million banknotes. Most women have no idea what money is, neither do most men. Number five, do you believe that transgenderism is the only mental illness where the person with it demands that the rest of society adapts to the patient's delusion as part of their treatment? It's as simple as the woke mind virus trying to spread, and anyone preventing its spread has to be attacked. It's cruel to tell a schizophrenic person that their delusions are 100% real. So why are we telling trans people that their delusions are real? Why don't we just reopen those asylums? Up next, the lead developer for the new Black Panther game was fired, and so was everyone else on the project. It was so bad that they didn't even bother to release it. The woke Panther must have been beyond bad. Meanwhile, the narrative designer was bragging that the previous game that they worked on had no white people in the development team, so they can't exactly blame the failure of their game on white people. But you know that they still might. Number 7, imagine filling up a bunch of blow-up dolls with helium and then releasing them to make people think that the rapture was beginning. Better yet, do it outside a church when the preacher is teaching about the rapture, and then watch the people in the church lose their minds because they weren't being raptured too. You'll also have to make the feet heavier than the rest, so they remain upright as they rise into the sky. They would also need to be naked too because they're about to get their white robes in heaven. Moving on, this guy's neighbor says the coyotes keep eating his outdoor cats, and he says it's no big deal because he just goes down to the shelter and gets a new cat every time the coyote strikes. And then the guy's daughter kept on crying because she figured out that her father was feeding shelter cats to coyotes. That's better than just euthanizing them, I suppose. At least their meat isn't going to waste as Fluffy gets thrown into the incinerator. Number 9, here's the difference between Jordan Peterson in 2014 and Jordan Peterson in 2025. Looks like that recent debate with the atheists set Peterson off, but he was never based. He called MGTOW weasels, and even now guys like Rollo Tomasi, the rational male, has to acknowledge that MGTOW is valid. And then when it comes to women, the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. As for Peterson, he doesn't want to tell anyone if he's a Christian or an atheist. When asked if he believes in God, he just acts like the Joker. Up next, will America continue to consume fast food slop with the current prices of $12 a hamburger? Leftists will see this and say it's time to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour, so people can afford those burgers again, without realizing the price will go up to $25 a burger as a result. This food is probably more expensive than it seems because they're probably reduced the quality of the beef. I stopped consuming this sort of slop about 8 years ago now. Number 11, this 7th grade teacher was asked by her students to add up 43 and 24, and she fell for it. The answer being 67, which young people these days seem to think sounds like sexy 7. But she doesn't look like a sexy 7 to me, more like a fat 4. But her students probably never even said this, and she's just posting it as engagement bait. That's all people have these days. Sneaky ways to get other people to thumbs up their posts and repost them so they go viral. Moving on, imagine my shock as Australia's first women-only sports bar closes. It was bound to happen because who would be buying the drinks after all? I predicted this the way I predicted that Australian coffee shop charging men more for coffee because of patriarchy would fail as well. When it comes down to it, women are cheap when it comes to spending money, and want men to step up. And then when men don't, businesses fail. The vast majority of women only pretend to like sports because men like it. It's all a female chameleon routine. Number 13, wokeism wrecks everything. How is it that rendered pixels can be more expressive than this actual human potato? The really sad thing is Caitlin Dever playing Abby would have been a lot better for Ellie casting. But the people in Hollywoke think that they can dress up a potato and try and make it look sexy. Even Ashley Johnson, the girl that did motion capture for Ellie in the games, and also played her mom in season 1, would have been a better Ellie. Up next, here's Lindsay Lohan in What Kind of Bun Is That? Not a Brazilian one. She's got no boobs or bottom unless you like pancakes in bed. I've seen more curves on a surfboard. She looks like a guy who transitioned poorly. At least the guys that transition get implants to appear more feminine. She should have at the very least wore a swimsuit from the 1930s. It would have suited her a whole lot better. It's much better hiding the fact that she has no butt. Number 15, don't ever ever be this guy. He wished his girlfriend Annie Knight luck and said make us proud before she went off to sleep with 583 men in only 6 hours. Maybe he enjoys it and lives for the aftertaste. What's going on with all these cucks these days? Are there any real men left out there? Plot twist, he's a stay-at-home son and lives in his mother's basement while spending all of Annie's Lonely Fool's money. He's playing the Kevin Federline role. Moving on, what does this picture mean to you? To this guy, he says that you have to have a wife and a bunch of hoes to have a good balanced life. Maybe it's also Minecraft Steve showing off his harem of mini girls. Maybe it means that a wife is typically as heavy as 5 normal women. I don't know. The women out there will say that it means that the guy's wife has more value than a bunch of women. Don't get married, and you don't have to worry about weighing the value of women. Number 17, it looks like Tinder now offers 2-for-1 specials. Is this the way women are going to try and get wealthy sugar daddies in the future? So we've gotten to the point where women are going to start organizing themselves into harems for one lucky man. Didn't the Bible predict that in the end times, 10 women would be choosing one man together? Looks like we're there. You might think it's great dating 2 women at the same time, but just imagine having to listen to them chatter about nothing at all. Optics, this is real and not AI generated. We have Slick Willie Klein leering uncontrollably at Ariana Grande. And then when some fat singer is on later, he looks unimpressed and sleepy. Find a copy of the video and you'll see how he looks Ariana up and down. The fact that this didn't become the most used meme template in history is a crime. I'm just seeing this for the first time. It's not hard to understand why he was tricked into going on Epstein's Island. Number 19, this mom sold her daughter, age 6, so her eyes and skin could be used as medicine, and she gets life in prison. Do you want to know why she's crying? Because she got caught. I believe this happened in Africa, and that's a place where there are villages where the medicine men say that smashing a newborn will cure someone of AIDS. She sold her daughter for 20,000 rand, which is about $1,100, to a witch doctor. I have no words. Moving on, Rami says, then men have it easier on dating apps than women do. Yes, the men that all the women want. The rest of the men have no hope at all. But those men are invisible to her. The top 5% of guys get most women, and the 15% below get their scraps. The rest, if they're lucky, get fat Latinas or single mothers. Number 21, Seattle Public Schools shut down their gifted and talented programs because there are too many whites and Asian students in them. I guess they don't like the reality that IQ is usually determined by genetics. Remember that if you're white or Asian and living in a blue state, then you need to be aware of the Democrats and how they hate you. Stephen Molyneux was kicked off of YouTube when he said that whites and East Asians are generally more intelligent because they had to survive in colder climates with short growing seasons where they needed to store food and fuel so they would survive the winter. In Africa and much of Latin America, this isn't the case. Up next is the absolute state of the UK. In Glasgow, a good Samaritan helped a stranger fix a bicycle, only to realize that it was his stolen bike. Looks like karma works in mysterious ways. In Canada, it's so bad, a while back, a guy helped someone change a tire only to realize the car was his stolen vehicle based on a couple of small scratches on the vehicle. He ended up calling the cops, but they wouldn't do anything about it. Stories like this will be more common in the West going forward. Number 23, and speaking of Canada, many young Canadians don't see a future for their kids in the country, and the government is too self-absorbed to notice. The government is still bringing in more than 1 million foreigners each year. The wealthy Canadians will leave to Dubai, Asia, or Eastern Europe with their money, and the boomers that are left behind will see their real estate and Canadian dollars lose all their value. This boomer is sad about this, but he probably still voted for Trudeau's Liberals. Moving on in more positive news, the Pony America strip joint is now hiring the class of 2025. But who works at a strip joint these days? Only the women that fail at their Only Fools pages first. Most strip joints have already gone out of business, and when you look for working girls on Lealist on Canada, which is the Canadian version of Backpage, which was shut down in the States, they're starting to cut their prices down to around $100 for a half hour. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Kristen Jenner? How does she look so much younger now? I think that Photoshop is one hell of a drug. That and plastic surgery. Then again, she might even be drinking the blood from aborted babies. Maybe she was the one buying stuff from the witch doctor in South Africa. Remember guys, then money doesn't buy you time, but money will take your body and face back in time. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.